Does anybody ever die in Harbor Hill? Because it doesn't seem to me it would be any change for them if they did. Aunt Elizabeth's only reply to this was a shocked look. To pass the time, Catherine took to collecting seaweeds, and this involved long tramps along the shore. On one of these occasions, she met with an adventure. The place was a remote spot far up the shore. Catherine had taken off her shoes and stockings, tucked up her skirt, rolled her sleeves high above her dimpled elbows, and was deep in the absorbing process of fishing up seaweeds off a craggy headland. She looked anything but dignified while so employed, but under the circumstances, dignity did not matter. Presently, she heard a shout from the shore, and turning around in dismay, she beheld a man on the rocks behind her. He was evidently shouting at her. What on earth could the creature want? "Come in," he called, gesticulating wildly. "You'll be in the bottomless pit in another moment if you don't look out." "He certainly must be a lunatic," said Catherine to herself, "or else he's drunk. What am I to do?" "Come in, I tell you," insisted the stranger. "What in the world do you mean?"